This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States and Colombia are holding high-level talks Thursday as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wraps up a trip to the region that has included a focus on migration policy and upholding democracy. Blinken told reporters Wednesday after meeting with Colombian President Iván Duque that the two countries have many areas of potential cooperation, including in sectors such as cloud computing, health technology, and agriculture. He said such collaboration would be among the topics for further consideration during Thursday's U.S.-Colombia high-level dialogue. Officials say India has administered 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, passing a milestone for India, where the Delta variant fueled its first crushing surge earlier this year. About 75% of India's total eligible adult population have received at least one dose, while nearly 30% are fully immunized. Coronavirus cases have fallen sharply in India since the devastating months at the start of the year, when the highly transmissible Delta variant, first detected in the country a year ago, was infecting hundreds of thousands daily. Officials have bolstered the vaccination campaign in recent months, which experts say have helped control the outbreak since. Still, there remains a worrying gap between those who have had one shot and those fully immunized. A Brazilian Senate committee recommended pursuing crimes against humanity and other charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for allegedly hurting Brazil's response to COVID-19 and contributing to the country having the worst second highest pandemic death toll. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. regulators are extending COVID-19 boosters to Americans who got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They also said Wednesday anyone eligible for an extra dose can get a brand different from the one they received initially. The Food and Drug Administration announcement marks a big step toward expanding the U.S. booster campaign, which began with extra doses, of the Pfizer vaccine last month. But it's not the last word. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will consult an expert panel later this week before finalizing official recommendations for boosters. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations called on North Korea Wednesday to refrain from provocative actions and engage in dialogue after Pyongyang launched a ballistic missile from a submarine this week. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield spoke to reporters ahead of a closed-door Security Council meeting called by the United States, Britain, and France to discuss the launches. North Korea on Tuesday test-fired a short-range submarine-launched ballistic missile, or SLBM. It was the North's first launch in 2 years of an SLBM, which, if deployed, would add an unpredictable component to its fast-expanding arsenal. North Korea is banned from any ballistic missile activity, short-range or long-range, by a series of United Nations Security Council resolutions. Former President Bill Clinton released a video on Wednesday saying he is on the road to recovery, glad to be back home, and that he was so touched by the outpouring of support he received while hospitalized in California last week. 75-year-old former U.S. leader was admitted on October 12th to a Los Angeles area hospital with an infection unrelated to COVID-19. He left the hospital Sunday, returning home to Chappaqua, New York, where he is finishing his treatment. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma continued to erupt in the early hours of Thursday, shooting out streams of lava into the air. The eruption started on September 19th and has forced the evacuation of more than 6,000 residents on the island and the Canary Islands archipelago off the northwest coast of Africa. The volcano has destroyed more than 1,800 buildings, mostly homes, though prompted by evacuations, or prompt evacuations, have helped avoid casualties on that island. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.